Begin the current daf, the Sukkah daf Hey. We begin four lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, we have said halacha in our Mishnah, she'in the gevaya asara, if the Sukkah is not 10 tefachim high, then it's going to be pasul as invalid. The Gemara asks, where do we know this source from? So the Gemara brought a raya from the Aron HaKodesh, where we find that HaKodesh Baruch Hu Shechina came down only up until on top of the Kapiris, which that was an area of 10 tefachim, to show, just like the Shechina doesn't come down to within the 10 tefachim of the ground, neither does any mortal go up to within 10 tefachim from the upper spheres of Shemayim. Therefore, we see that that's considered a distinct area, which that's the separation of Shemayim and Aretz. So that's how we see that it has to be 10 tefachim, because the Sukkah has to be a distinct area, Dira, and that's why we know that it has to be at least 10 tefachim. So on that, the Gemara asks, on this source that we said, that we quoted a brisa in the explanation of this, that the Shechina was only up on top of the Aron HaKodesh, which was 10 tefachim, to show that the Shechina doesn't come down all the way to the bottom of the earth, and so too that mortal does not go all the way up to Shemayim. Now the Gemara asks, is it really true that the divine presence of Hashem doesn't come all the way down to the earth, it only comes within, above an area of 10 tefachim? And again, that's the source of how we see that a distinct area is 10 tefachim. But v'ksiv, there's a pasuk in Shemayis that says, V'yered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down on Har Sinai, so we see that it came onto the earth itself. That the Gemara answers, L'mayla masar tefachim, that was above 10 tefachim. Again, the Gemara asks, but there's a pasuk in Zechariah that says, "Va'amdu raglav bayim hahu al har hazesim," that it will be on that day that his legs, so to speak, will come up on top of the Mount Olives. So you see that again, it's going to come on the har, on the mountain itself. But the Gemara says, "Lamayl masar tvachim." Again, it's not going to be actually touching; it's going to be from above 10 tvachim. Now the Gemara asks, on the end of the statement of Rabbi Yosi, which is on the top of this Amid, which was brought in as a way of explanation for this source of why the Shechina was only up on top of the Kapiris, which again gave it a distinct area of 10 tefachim, as we're learning up the source for the Sukkah that has to be 10 tefachim. So it says, V'le'olu Moshev Elio Lamar. Just like the Shechina doesn't come all the way down to the Aretz, so too mortal man does not go all the way up to the Shemayim. So in this statement, Rabbi Yisrael said that Moshe Rabbeinu and Elio did not go all the way up to the top. And that the Gemara says, but there's a pasuk in Shemayis that says, "Well, Moshe Allah Elo Elikim." The Moshe Rabbeinu went up to God. He went up into the heavens. So that the Gemara answers, "Lamata me'asara," but it was below 10 tefachim. In other words, it was a distance of 10 tefachim that he didn't go all the way up to the top. But that the Gemara says, but there's a pasuk in Malachim Beis that says, "Vial Eliyahu b'sa'ar Hashemayim." That Elio HaNavi went up in a whirlwind up to heaven, that he went up to Shemayim. That the Gemara answers again, Lamat Masar, but there was at least it was below 10 tefachim from all the way up to the top. But now the Gemara asks, for Ksivit is a pasuk in Eiv that says, Mi'achiz Pnei Kise, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shemayim, he held on to the surface of the throne of Hashem. Parshiz Alav Anani, that he spread out his cloud on top of him. Now, V'amar Ptancham said in the explanation, Malamed, this comes to teach us, Shapirish Shakai Miziv Shchinasa, that Hashem, who here is being described as Shakai, he spread out from his divine presence, which, as Rashi explains, the word Parashes is Nutrikin, is a contraction of the word of Shapirish Shakai Miziv Shchinasa, V'anon Elav, and he had his cloud on him. So you see that he went up to Shemayim, and he was holding onto the throne, and that Hashem spread his cloud over him. So you see that he went all the way up to the top. Now the Gemara says, no, Lamat Masar, again, that wasn't all the way up to the top. That was still below 10 tefachim. But that the Gemara asks, but Michal Malkim, but if you read the pasuk, it says, Me'achiz Pnei Kisei Ksiv. How can you say that if it's saying that he's actually holding on to the surface of the throne, that's obviously up to the top, because the throne is not below 10 tefachim. It's in the area of the highest spheres. That the Gemara answers, Ishtarvuve Ishtaraviv Le Kisei Adasar. That truthfully, he didn't go all the way up to the top. There was a distance of 10 tefachim that separated him from the top. However, what Hashem did was that he lowered down his throne up until where it was below 10 tefachim from the top, v'nokid bay, and there he held onto it. That's why it's not a contradiction to this concept that Rabbi Yossi said, that the Shechina never comes all the way down to the bottom, and man never goes all the way up to the top. And though we find that's only up until a distance of 10 tefachim, and again, that's the source that we're saying, that we see that a distinct area is 10 tefachim, as we see that it keeps this separation between Shemayim and Aretz, and that was the source, how we know Sukkah has to be 10 tefachim. Now the Gemara goes back to explain this source, that we said that just like the Aron is 10 tefachim high, and the Shechinah never comes below that, so we see it has to be 10 tefachim, so a sukkah also cannot be less than 10 tefachim. But that Gemara asks, Bishlema Aron Tisha, we know that the Aron HaKodesh itself had a height of 9 tefachim. It's like it says in the Pasuk, V'asu Aron Atzei Shittim, that they should make an ark of Shittim wood, and Masayim Mechetzi Arkai, 2.5 amas its length, v'am v'chetzi rachbay, and 1.5 its width, v'am v'chetzi kamasim, and 1.5 its height. So therefore we know that the Aron itself had a height of 9 tefachim. El kaporis tefach min olon, but the calculation that we made was that together with the tefach of the kaporis, that makes it 10 tefachim, and the Shechinah only comes to there. So you see that an area, its own distinct area, is 10 tefachim. But how do we know that the kaporis is a tefach? It doesn't say that in the Torah. The Tanya Reb Chanina, Reb Chanina taught, it says, Kala Kelim Sha'asa Moshe, all the vessels that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the Mishkan, Nasna Behen Torah Midas Arkan, the Torah tells you the laws of it, the measurement of its length, Umidas Rachban, and the measurement of its width, Umidas Kamasan, and the measurement of its height. However, Kapiris, the covering of the Aron HaKodesh, Midas Arka Umidas Rachban Nasna, the Torah tells you the measurement of its length and its width, but Midas Kamasa Loinatna, the Torah doesn't tell us the measurement of its height. Now what that means is really the measurement of its thickness, of its width, it doesn't say, because actually its thickness is the height, because it was a covering for the Aron HaKodesh, it was laying horizontally, so its width is really what we're saying, its height. That it doesn't say in the Torah how high it should be. So on that he says, Tseulumad mipach shebekelim, so then you should go out and learn what was the thickness, what was the height of the kaparis, learn it out from the least amount of what was the height of any vessel in the Mishkan. Shnem, like it says, the pasuk in Shemais says, "Vasisa loy mizgeres." You should make a border, which is at the edge. It was some type of like a rim going around the shulchan of the table that was in the Mishkan. Tefach savav, that was a tefach around. Now, malahal and tefach, just like over there by that mizgeres, this border that went around the shulchan was a tefach. Avkan tefach here also, since that's the least amount we find anywhere, we're going to say the kaparis is also going to be a tefach, and that's how we know that it was a total height of 10 tefachim. But that the Gemara asks, "B'nei lif mikelim gufayum." Why don't we learn the measurement of the kapiris not from just an addendum to one of the kelim, but actually learn from one of the kelim themselves, which would make the height of the kapiris much more? So that the Gemara answers, "Tafasta meruba le tafasta." If you're grabbing a lot, then you're not grabbing. Tafasta mu tafasta. But if you're grabbing a little bit, then you're grabbing. Now Rashi explains that this is a mashal. It's a parable to something that includes in its understanding something that could be a lot or something that's a little. If you then go ahead and grab a little bit, so then you grab properly, because obviously it's not going to be less than that. We know that here it's not going to be less than a tefach. But if you find that what you're grabbing, if you're grabbing a lot, so then let's say you were supposed to grab more. Let's say you grabbed a little bit and you were supposed to get more. So whatever you were supposed to get, you didn't take, so they're going to add on to you. But if you grab more, then you didn't grab at all, because then they're going to see that you were lying. You weren't supposed to take that much. Maybe you're supposed to take less, and you took more. So they're going to take away everything that you had, and you're going to be left with nothing. But if you took a little bit, then if they add on more, fine, that's good. And if not, whatever you took was properly what you're supposed to take. And therefore, one should always take the least amount that he should, because then he knows what he's taking is definite. If he's taking more, it might not be. And therefore, that's the muscle for this halacha, where we're not sure what the measurements are. It doesn't say. So tefas temu'it, we're going to say that grab the least amount. That for sure you know is correct. It should be at least that height, maybe more. But if you're going to take more, maybe it should be less. And then you're going to be taking more than you should be. So that's why we're learning, not from the kelim, which would make it much more. We're actually learning from the misgeres, which is a tefach. Now the Gemara asks, v'nelef mitzitz, we should learn from the tzitz, which is the plate that the Kohen Gadol wears on his forehead, which is less than the miskeres. You're saying, so let's take the least amount. So the tzitz is less than the tefach, the time that we learned in the Braisa. Tzitz, doyme kemintas shel zahav. The tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore was like a golden plate. V'rachav beis etzbois. It only had a width of 2 finger breadths. Umukav me'ezen la'ezen. It went around his forehead from ear to ear. V'kos of love beis shitin, and it had 2 lines written on it. It had Yud Hei Milmala, had Hashem's name on the top line, the Kodesh Lamed Mamata, and the word Kodesh with a Lamed on the bottom, which was supposed to spell it Kodesh Lashem, but since we didn't want to have anything before Hashem's name, so we put Hashem's name on the top, and on the bottom, which is before it, Kodesh La, so then you read it Kodesh Lashem, but again having Hashem's name on the top. However, Amr b'Eliezer b'Yosi, he argues and he says, Ani re'isa b'Raimi, I actually saw the tzitz in Rome, which is a story brought down in Gemara Me'ila on the Yud Zayim Beis, where they brought him into the treasure houses of the king, and he saw all the spoils of the kalim that were in the Beis HaMikdash. The kasav alav kodesh l'Hashem b'shita aches. It says, and I see it wasn't the way you're saying it, that having Hashem's name on the top and kodesh l'Hashem on the bottom. I actually had in one line written, kodesh l'Hashem. But be that as it may, the Gemara is asking, if you're saying tefasta mu tefasta, whenever you're not sure what is the measurement and you want to learn that from somewhere else, where in this case it turns doesn't tell you the height of the kapira is, so you say that tefasta mu, you take the least amount, what you know for sure, what you're taking is definite. More we're not sure, so you don't take that. So why are you learning from his geras that's a tefach? So learn from the tzitz, where the tzitz is only 2 finger breadth to its place, which is less than the tefach. So that the Gemara answers, don in kli mi kli. When we're learning out the kapiris, it's a vessel that's in the mishkan. We learn it out from another vessel, which is the misgeris. Ve'in don in kli mitachshit, but we don't learn a vessel, we don't learn a kli from an adornment, which is the difference, the fundamental difference of that is that one's an adornment for a person, which that's what the tzitz is, that's not a kli in the sense of something that's a vessel that's utilized. And that's why we'd rather learn this kapiris from the misgeris, which they're both kalim, rather than learning it from the tzitz, which is not a keli, rather it's an adornment for a person. But that the Gemara asks, v'nelev mizer. So fine, we're not going to learn from the tzitz, but we should learn from the crown. Now, what that was is that there were many different vessels in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, that had a crown. The Aron HaKodesh had a crown, the Mizbeach had a crown, or even this Mizgeris that we're talking about on the Shulchan, that also had a crown, as that Pasuk that we quoted in Shemois Chafei Chafei ends off, it says, Vasisa le Mizgeris Tefach Zav, you should make this Mizgeris, which is this border going around the Shulchan, and Vasisa Zer Zav le Mizgarte Zav, you should also make a golden crown for the Mizgeris going all the way around. The Amamar, where it was said that the master said that Zer Mashu, the crown is just a minute amount. And therefore, if you're going to say Tefasta Mu Tefasta, you should pick the least amount. So pick the Zer, which is also a Kli, and it's not, like we said, a Takshid for a person, and it's the least amount. It's going to be even a Mashu. So why are we learning from the Miskeres and not from the Zer? So I think my answer is done in Kli Mikli. We're going to learn the Kapiris, which is a vessel, from another vessel, which is the Miskeres. But we're not going to learn a vessel from something that's a hechsher, which is an addendum, which is preparatory for a different vessel, because the crown, the zer, is not a kli. It's just beautifying. It's doing the finishing touches to beautify a vessel, and therefore it's not a vessel in its own right. It doesn't serve its own function, and therefore we're not going to learn the kaparis, which serves its own function, its own utility as a kli, from the Zeb, but rather we can learn it from the Mizgeres. But that the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's a disqualification of where we're going to learn out the measurement of the Kapiris, but Mizgeres Nami Hechshukli. Essentially, the Mizgeres is also just a preparatory, it's just a beautification of a different vessel, which is the Shulchan. The Mizgeres is not its own utensil, it's just part and putting on the finishing touches of the Shulchan. So why are we learning out from the Mizgeres? So that the Gemara answers, Mizgarti Lamata Haizam. The Mizgeres, this border that went around the Shulchan, was below the table. It went from leg to leg, going all the way around, and the table, the Shulchan, was actually on top of the Mizgeres. And therefore you can't say that it was an addendum, that it was just a preparatory for the Shulchan. Actually, that would be if it was on the Shulchan, that would be finishing up the table. But here the table's resting on it, therefore we view it as its own keli, not just as a hechsher for the Shulchan, and that's why we can learn from the Mizgeres, but not from the Zer. But that the Gemara asks, Hani Chalaman Dama, this, what we just answered, would only work, and this is a Machlikas Maseches Menachas Dav Tzadik Vav Mebeis, for the one that says that Mizgar Dilamat Haisa, that actually says that this border was below the table. Elaman Dama Mizgar Dilamal Haisa, but according to the other opinion, it says that the border was actually above the table. So, Mayi Kalamema, what are you going to say? Hi Hechshir Klihu. You're back to the question, because essentially that means it's just a preparation for a different vessel, and therefore instead of learning from the Mizgeres, which is a Tefach, you should be Tefas Tamut. You should say maybe the measurement's even smaller for the Kapiris, and you should learn from the Zer, which is just a Mashu. So, the Gemara says, Ella, rather, the reason why we're learning out from the learning out the kaparis from the misgeres is because dun and davish nasna by Torah mida. We're going to learn out something that the Torah gave measurements regarding it, which is the kaparis. It told us its length and its width. It just didn't tell us its height, which essentially is its width. From its thickness, midavish anasna by Torah mida. We can learn that out from something else that the Torah gave its measurements, which is the misgeres. The Torah tells us it's a tevach. Al yechichu tzitz v'zer, but we cannot prove what should the measurement be, neither from the tzitz, neither from the zer, from the crown. Shle anasna man Torah mida klal. Whether the Torah didn't give us any measurements regarding the tzitz or the zer, and therefore we're not going to learn from that now. Taisa says, although the Gemara just brought before, which was the question, we should learn from the tzitz, which has a thickness of 2 finger breadth, that's only midrabanan. And the reason is because based on the pasuk that says that the Kohen Gadol should wear the tzitz al mitzchah on his forehead, the measurement of a forehead, of a regular forehead, is a thickness of 2 finger breadth, and that's why the Chacham said that that's the measurement it should be, but the Torah doesn't tell you by the zer, and that's why we say it could be even the mashu. The Torah doesn't tell you measurements for it, and neither does it say for the tzitz, and that's why we're not going to be learning out, because although, yes, we said that they're both essentially hechsher kli, the zer and the misgeres, and therefore we said tafas demu tafas, you should learn from the zer and not from the misgeres. And now we're answering now that this, since we'd rather learn something that the Torah gives measurements by both these, the kapayrus and the misgeres, and not learn that from neither the tzitz nor the zer, where the Torah doesn't give you any measurements regarding it. So again, there was one source how we know that the kapayrus was a tefach thick, which gives the total height of the aron hakodesh 10 tefachim, where we know the source for the halacha of a sukkah, that it can't be a separate area less than 10 tefachim. Now the Gemara says, Rav Huna Amar, he says, Mahacha. The raya, that the kaparis was a tefach thick, which the Gemara just before brought it, that it's because we learned from the Miskeres, he brings a different source. He says, it says in the Pasuk of Mayikra, that it begins over there in Tezayin Yudal, V'lokach Midam Hapar, this Toma the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, that will take from the blood of the bull, V'hizabetz boy, and he's going to spray with his fingers, Al Paneha Kaparis, on the surface of the area of the kaparis, kedma, which is to the east. Now, that means that he would throw it towards the kaparis, which is on top of the Aron HaKodesh, when they become into the Kodesh Kodeshim once a year. Now, that the limud is, it says, penei hakaparis. Now, ve'im panim, the face of a person is not pachas metafach, is not less than a tafach. And therefore, since it uses the terminology of penei, which is a face, which again, the face is, it connotes the face of a person, therefore, since the face of a person is not less than a tafach, that's how we know that this pene of the kaparis is also not less than a tafach, and that's how we know that it has a height of a tafach, and again, that gives us a total area of a height of 10 tefachim, and that's how we know the source for the loch of sukkah. Now, that the Gemara asks, how do you know that it's the face of a person that we're saying when it says pene, and therefore you know it gives an area of a tefach? Ve'ema ka'ape, let's say it should be like the face, and we continue on Talmud Beis, the Bar Yechani, of the Bar Yechani, which the Bar Yechani was a very, very large bird. Which the Gemara Brachas, the Zayin Beis tells us that one time, this Bar Yechani laid an egg in our place, and it sank 60 cities, and it broke 300 trees. So that's very large. Maybe it's the face of the Bar Yechani, and therefore it would obviously be much, much larger, the area of the kaparis. But the Gemara answers, like we said before, tefasta merubalei tefasta. When you're grabbing a lot, you didn't grab. Tefasta mu tefasta. When you're grabbing, you grab a little bit. And therefore, since we could say it's either one, we're going to take the smaller of the two measurements, which is a tefach. But that the Gemara asks, if that's the case, maybe it should be like the face of a tzipor, the zutra tuba, which the tzipor is a very small bird, has a very small face. And there, it's going to be less than a tefach. And the Gemara answers that Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he says, Rav Huna, when he said this halacha, that how do we know that it's going to be a tefach from the term of penei, penei, penei gamma. He's learning about gzer shav of penei, where by a tzipor, there is no pasuk that says penei, and therefore ksiv hacha, here it says, al penei kaparis, it says by the kaparis penei. For ksiv hasam, there's a pasuk in Bereishis that says regarding a person's face, me'ez penei Yitzchak aviv, from within the face of his father Yitzchak, where, as we said before, that a person's face is not less than a tefach, that's how we know that the kaparis was a tefach from a gzeres shava. Well, now the Gemara asks, "V'neilif mi pnim shel mala." But let's learn gzeir shava. Let's learn out from the face of celestial beings, of things from above. The Chassid, like it says, a pasuk in Bereishis when Yaakov was says that when Yaakov was telling to Esau, he says, "No, don't worry. If I find favor in your eyes, take my mincha from me, and just you know, I want you to be appeased." He says, "Because by seeing your face," he says, "is kerois penelikim vater tzeni." It's like seeing the face of a heavenly being. And that it should be willing for me. And therefore, we see that the Pnei Elikim, which Malachim obviously are going to have much larger faces, they're much larger beings. And therefore, why are we saying that Pnei, is we learn that Pnei from Yitzchak, where a face of a person not less than a Tefach, maybe we should have Pnei Elikim, where it's much larger. So again, the Gemara says, Tefasta Meruba, in a place where you could understand that there's something smaller in the greater thing, and you're grabbing the larger one, like Tefasta. Then you have to ask that maybe you should grab the smaller thing. And that means if you're grabbing something bigger, you're a liar. Therefore, that's not considered grabbing. Tafasta mu'a tafasta. If you're grabbing something smaller, then you've grabbed because you know what you took is definite. And therefore, again, what that's a parable for is to say that if we're not sure, we could compare it to Pnei Elikim or Pnei Yitzchak, we're going to compare it to the smaller one, which is Pnei Yitzchak. And again, that's how we know that it's going to be the height of the kapiris, the tafach, to make a total of 10 tefachim. That the Gemara continues asking. But let's learn it out from the kruvim, which were on top of the kapiris, which are less than a tefach. So like it says a pasuk in Shema, it says el ha kapiris, that to the kapiris, yiyu pnei ha kruvim, should be the faces of the kruvim. It should be facing towards that way. Now, so therefore we see the term of pnei by kruvim, and these kruvim were very small, and therefore we should say that it's going to be less than a tefach, which the Pnei of the Kapiris, which the Pnei of the Kruvim, although they're right next to each other geographically, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about they both have the term of Pnei, and they were just like there it's less than a Tafach, maybe the height of the Kapiris should be less than a Tafach, and again, then we won't have the source that the height of a Sukkah has to be at least 10 Tafachim. So that in Rav Acha ben Yaakov, it says, Gemiri, we have a tradition that ain't Pnei Kruvim p'chusim b'tafach, that it's not a difficulty, because actually the face of the Kruvim were not less than a Tafach. And Rav Huna namim hochigama, actually Rav Huna, who he was learning out the term of Pnei by the Kapiris, from the Pnei of a human, that the face is not less than a Tafach, was actually learning out from the Kruvim too, that it's going to be a Tafach. And again, that's the second source of how we know that the Kapiris had a height of a Tafach. And again, that brings us to the total teaching of that the area of the Aron with the Kapiris was 10 Tefachim, and the Shechina didn't come lower than that. So we see that a separate, distinct area to make a Dira has to be at least 10 Tefachim. Now, once the Gemara introduced the Kruvim, the Gemara asked, my Kruv, what exactly is a Kruv? So, Amar Bavohu Kiravya, this term of these Kruvim that were on top of the Aron HaKodesh, on top of the Kapiris, it means Kiravya, like a child. She came to Bavel, currently a new Kiravya, because in Bavel, actually, they call a child Ravya. So the Kruvim was Kiravya, that these images were like the face of a child. So Amalei Abaya, but Abaya says, but if that's the case, this says the Pasuk in Yecheskel, says that it says that there were four faces that were there in the divine object that's up in Shemayim. So it says Pneha Echad Pneha Kruv. The face of one of them was the face of a Kruv. Upneha Shein Pnei Adam, and the face of the second one was the face of man. Now, the challenge is, now we just said that Kruv means Karavya, like the face of a child, but then Haina Kruv Haina Adam. Then that's essentially the same thing. Why is the pasuk separating the two of them if they're both the faces of a person? I think my answer is that truthfully, kruv is the face of a child, but the difference is that the face of a man, what that meant was api ravavi, there was a large face, the api zutri, and then the one of the kruv was a small face, and that was the two different images that were there in that divine image. One was kruv, which was a small face, and one was adam, which was a large face. Now, since we learned out the halacha of 10 tefachim from the Aron and the Kapiris, the Gemara asked the following question. From where do we know that the ear space of the sukkah has to be 10 tefachim besides for the thickness of the schach? As we said, that if the schach is coming within the 10 tefachim, it's going to invalidate. It has to be the ear space 10 tefachim besides for the schach. But Amy Bahadi Schacha, we should say that together with the schach, should be the validation of the sukkah, just like the limud is from the Aron and the Kapiris. The Aron only has an ear space of less than 10 tefachim, because the height of it, which we're saying the Shekhinah doesn't come down to, is with the thickness of the Kaparis, which itself is a Tafach. And therefore, if that's the limud of where we know the halacha of a sukkah being 10 tefachim, it shouldn't require an airspace of 10 tefachim, as we had learned. It should even be together with the schach. As long as the schach reaches a height of 10 tefachim, it should be kosher, and we know that's not the case. So therefore, the Gemara falls off of this limud, which we had mentioned at the end of the previous daf, that this is not the source of where we know the sukkah has to be 10 tefachim. Ela mi beis olam gamar, rather, we learn that from the Beis HaMikdash. The Chassid, it says a pasuk in Malachim Aleph. It says, "V'habayis asher bana ha-melech Shlomo Hashem." And the house, the Beis Hamikdash that Shlomo Melech built for Hashem, was 60 amma arkay, had a length of 60 amas, ve'estrim rachba and 20 amas its width, ve'shloishim amma kaimasa, and its height was 30 amas. Now, the Chassid, it says a pasuk in Malachim Aleph. Kaimis ha-kruv ha-echad esab amma. The height of each kruv was 10 amas. V'chein ha-kruv ha-sheni so to the second kruv. Now, Vitanya, we learn in the Braisa that Mamet Sina Bebeis Elam, just like what we just described, what we find in Beis HaMikdash, that Kruvim Beshlish HaBayis HaNaimdim, the height of the Kruvim were a third of the height of the Beis HaMikdash. Because as we said, that the Kruvim that Shlomo Melech made, they were standing on the ground on their feet, not like the one in the Mishkan, which they were on top of the Aron HaKodesh and the Kaparis. So, and we said that the height of each Kruv was 10 Amos. So it comes out that their height was a third of the height of the Beis HaMikdash, which, as we said, the height of the Beis HaMikdash was 30 amas. So 10 is a third of 30. So on that, the Braisa says that just like we find the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo Melech made, that the Kruvim were a third of the height, Mishkan Nami, that same dimensions were in the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar, that Kruvim, the Kruvim that Moshe Rabbeinu made on top of the Kapiris was also B'shlish HaBayis HaNaimdim, that the height, the top of the head of the Kruvim, were also a third. They ended a third of the way of the height of the Mishkan. Now, Mishkan, Kamahava, how much was the height of the Mishkan? Eser Amos, it was 10 Amos. How do we know that? Like it says in the Pasuk in Shemais. Eser Amos, Orech HaKerish. 10 Amos was the height of each carriage, each plank, which was built upward, which was making the walls of the Mishkan. So kama haven lahu, how much was the height of the Mishkan? Shisin pushchi, that's 60 tvachim, because again, the nama is 6 tvachim, so it was 10 amas high, as we see by the planks, so therefore it was 60 tvachim high. Tilsa kama hava, how much is a third of 60 tvachim? Esim pushchi is 20 tvachim, so therefore it comes out that the height of the Kruvim ended at 20 tvachim from the ground, but it wasn't even standing on the ground, it was standing on top of the kapiris. So Dala Sar the Aron v'Kaparis, if you take away the 10 tefachim of the Aron and the Kaparis, which is starting from the ground, if you want to know the height of the Kruvim themselves, which only started at the top of the Aron and the Kaparis, if you take away those 10 tefachim, Pashul Hu Asar, you left with the height of the Kruvim themselves of 10 tefachim. Seven, this is a pasuk in Shemais, the Hoyu HaKruvim, that the Kruvim were, Parisei Kenafayim Lamala, they spread out their wings above, their wings were spread out over the kapiris. Now, on there, and this is the conclusion of the raya. Kari rachmana schacha. We see that the Torah is considering that their spreading of their wings as schacha, term of schach of sukkah of covering lamala masar, higher than 10 tefachim from what it was covering, which was the kapiris. And this is the source that we see that it's not just an ears, that not just that a total area of 10 tefachim, the ear space has to be their wings were going over their head, which was their head was 10 tefachim from the kapiris. So therefore we see that the schach has to be above 10 tefachim from the surface that it's covering. Now that the Gemara asks, how do you know that the wings were above their heads? Which then you would say that you see you have to have an ear space of 10 tefachim. Dimalahadi reshaya kamim. Maybe it was equal to their heads, which would make it a total area of 10 tefachim, together with the thickness of their wings, again, which would then take us back to the question, why do we say that a sukkah has to have an ear space of 10 tefachim? Maybe it should be a total of 10 tefachim, together with the thickness of the schach. Maybe the wings were equal to their head. So Nadam Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, no, lamalik, read the pasuk. The pasuk says that it was above their heads. Therefore, we see that it was above the 10th tefachim, which was the height of their head, down to their feet. That the Gemara asked, if that's the case, because you're learning lamala ve'ema demidli tuba, say it was very high, maybe the wings was way above their heads, and therefore the halacha would require much larger than 10th tefachim for the ear space of the sukkah. That the Gemara answers, miksiv lamala doesn't say above, it says just above, which means say it was right above their heads, and again, that's how you see that the schach has to be right above an area of an ear space of 10th tefachim, exactly like the halacha, for sukkah, and this is the source for the halacha of the sukkah not being less than 10 tefachim from the wings of the kruvim being called schach, being called sukkah, over their heads to down to their feet, which is on top of the kaparis, which was 10 tefachim. Now, however, the Gemara does ask, this is very well according to Reb Meir, the Amad that he says in Masechtas Menachos, that Tzadi Zayin Amad Aleph, that kol ha'amis, all the amis that were in the Mishkan, whether they were amis, an ama is approximately like 2 feet, which was whether it was measuring of the utensils in the Beis HaMikdash, or whether of the structure of the Mishkan. Hayu, they were all measured beinoniyos, in the medium-sized ama. Now, the medium-sized ama is an ama that's 6 tefachim. Now, the reason why that's called the medium-sized ama is because there's a smaller ama, which is 5 tefachim for the ama, not 6 tefachim, which is the ama of the yisoid of the mizbeach, the soiviv of the mizbeach, the ama of the kronis of the mizbeach, and the square ama of the mizbeach hapanim that's inside the heichel. As the Gemara says in Menachos from a pasuk, which says, ve'ela midas ha-mizbeach, ba'amos ama v'toifach, so it learns over there that there's a smaller ama, which is only 5 tefachim ama. And there's also a larger ama than the middle-sized ama of 6 tefachim, which is a half of a finger breadth, more than that one, as the Gemara brings in a brayse in Masechta Pesachim, where it quotes, shtei amos hoyu b'shushan habira. There were 2 amos in Shushan habira, one of them being more than the one of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was 6 tefachim, the one we're describing, a half a etzba. Now Rashi explains what it means that there were 2 amos. It means there were 2 sticks that were used to measure amos that were in Shushan habira, which was a certain place on the wall of the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis, which had the image of Shushan habira engraved over it. Now, and therefore, the Gemara's conclusion of the question is that, so this is very well according to Reb Meir, that all the amos were the same. So therefore, you could learn from the source which we just said, from the Kruvim, where if you take away the 10 tefachim of the Aron and the Kaparis, you're left with 10 tefachim from their wings up until where they were on top of the Kaparis. El Rabbi Huda, the Amar Amos shall binyan shisha tefachim. But according to Rabbi Huda, who he said that you're right, the structure of the Mishkan, the building itself, were measured with amos that were 6 tefachim, but v'shal kelim chamisha, the utensils, the vessels that were in the Mishkan, were measured with 5 tefachim amos. So ma'ikla meima, according to him, what are you going to be able to say if you're learning it out from the Kruvim, that it's going to come out that you would need an ear space of 11.5 tefachim? And the reason is because Aron v'kaparis kama havlahu. According to Behuda, or again his amos, are in 5 tefachim amos, how high was the Aron and the kaparis? Was only tamanya palkit. It was only 8.5 tefachim. Because although it says that it was an amma and a half, an amma is only 5 tefachim, and a half is going to be 2.5, that comes out that you're having a height of 8.5 tefachim because you're adding another tefach for the kapiris. Now, since the kruvim we said was 1/3 of the height of the Mishkan itself, which was at the end of 20 tefachim, so pashu lahu chatsri apalgi, you're left with 11.5 tefachim beneath the wings of the kruvim. So Ema Sukkah, the Havichat Sriya Palgis, according to Behuda, should come out, if we're learning out from the Kruvim, that it shouldn't be enough to have an airspace of 10 tefachim for a Sukkah. It should require 11.5 tefachim. So how do we learn out according to Behuda? The Gemara concludes, El Behuda, rather, according to Behuda, who you cannot learn it out from Sukkim as the entire measurement of the Mechitza, rather, Hilchasa Gemirla. It's a halacha l'moshe Misinai that less than 10 tefachim, excluding the Schach, is not going to be considered a mechitza, and only with that is it going to be considered a proper wall. The Amar B'chia Barashi Amarav, that there are 3 areas that are learned at Halacha Meshem Sinai. Shi'urin, measurements of things that are forbidden, for example, a kazayas for all the things that are forbidden to eat, that are all the kazayas, and a kaseves agasa on Yom Kippurim, that one's not allowed to eat the size of a date. That is one thing, shi'urin, and chatzitzin, which are interpositions, which a chatzitza invalidates a tefillah immersion in the mikvah, and mechitzin, and walls, which are the halachas of mechitza, are all halacha l'moshe m'sinai. These are halachas that are tradition given over the oral law from Moshe Rabbeinu, which he received at Sinai, and therefore you're right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to a mayor, it actually could be learned out from the Kruvim, that we find that their wings were a height covering an ear space of 10 tefachim, because he learns that the amos were 6 tefachim, which makes a total for the, when we take away the kapiris together with the aron of 10 tefachim, he left with 10 tefachim. According to Behuda, this can be more than that. He can't learn out the halacha of a sukkah requiring a height of 10 tefachim. From there, rather, he would have to learn that out from the halacha of Moshe Mesinai, where anyway we have to learn out certain halachas of mechitzas, halacha of Moshe Mesinai. He includes this as one of the halachas of Moshe Mesinai, not from any pasuk, but rather from the oral law, and that's how he knows it has to be 10 tefachim.